latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and Alexander Kolarov reportedly gave up a £1 million payoff to secure his exit from Man City to Roma at the weekend. The Serbian left-back gave an emotional goodbye after 7 years at the Etihad to return to the Italian capital, having previously been signed from Roma's fierce cross-city rivals Lazio back in 2010. The 31-year-old is understood to have taken a major financial hit to smooth his path to Roma, where he will now link up again with his close friend and former City colleague Edin Dzeko. Meanwhile, Manchester City striker Wilfred Bonny is being heavily linked with a return to former club Swansea in this transfer window. The Swans have already signed Chelsea forward Tammy Abraham on loan for the season, but their manager Paul Clement is still looking to strengthen his attacking options for the start of the new Premier League campaign. Spaniard Fernando Llorente is reportedly being tracked by reigning league champions Chelsea, and it is believed a deal could go through before the transfer window closes. This would leave the Swans short of options in the final third, and that is why they are being linked with a move for Bonny. Since the 28-year-old arrived at the Etihad, he has only made 36 league appearances and is now deemed surplus to requirements. City spent £28 million on Bonny, but it is believed an offer around the £15 million mark could be enough to land the Ivory Coast international. And finally, Manchester City's players were stunned by Pep Guardiola's decision to include Sami Nasri on their pre-season tour. The Frenchman was an unexpected name on the flight to Houston last week, along with another outcast, Ilkwan Mangala. City are looking to sell both players after Guardiola ruled them out of his plans at the Etihad. But it is Nasri's presence on tour that is said to have caused the greatest surprise among the rest of the squad. As reported, though, City are struggling to offload Guardiola's reject, with the potential buyers so far refusing to meet their valuations of players such as Nasri and Mangala. Their inclusion in the tour squad is seen as a chance to put them in the shop window, though, but it is also a measure of the difficulty they are having in finding buyers.